Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Everybody, what's going on? Great to be back with you, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. You know me by now. I'm Dan Bach, and I'm here to talk DFS with you here on this Wednesday, and it is shaping up to be a great night in Daily Fantasy Hoops because we got some good games, we got lots of different tournaments across the industry, and you know what? Nothing more interesting than watching some basketball, winning some money. So that's what we're about here today. And we want to thank a couple of people. First off, Fantasy Draft, great sponsor. And last week, you guys did such a great job of entering our free contest exclusively for you listeners that we're running it back again. That's right. So another ticket free roll for you. But I said, Steve, this time we need something for the people who were close but didn't quite make it. And he said, no problem, DB. We got you covered. So we're throwing some $33 satellite tickets as well in there for, I think, the top three or four people who are close to the top, as well as that Carolina Millions ticket up top. So check that out. It's a way for you to play on the site for free, maybe win something, but at least get the experience of building a lineup on Fantasy Draft, which I think you'll enjoy. And, of course, we talk about it all the time. We've got rake-free head-to-heads, and you've got a really fair rake on their big contest, and often you've got overlay on things like Carolina Millions, and always keep an eye on your inbox. Sometimes they send you some extra deals closer to lock. So check that out. Fantasy Draft, we thank them so much. And then also need to say a big thank you to Rocket Mortgage. That's right. Great supporter here, and they understand that home plays a big role in your life and family. That's why they created Rocket Mortgage, and Rocket Mortgage gives you the confidence you need when it comes to making a home or buying a home or refinancing your existing home. It's simple, allowing you to fully understand the details and be confident that you're making that right mortgage decision for yourself and your family. Whether you're looking to buy your first home or your 10th, with Rocket Mortgage, you're going to get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. It's convenient, and our trusted partners allow you to share your financial information with Rocket Mortgage at a touch of a button. And in addition to getting a real mortgage approval in minutes, you can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure you're getting the right solution for you. It's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. To get started, go to rocketmortgage.com/roto. That's right, rocketmortgage.com/roto. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number is 3030. All right, let's get to NBA today. You know how I do it. It is position by position, and we'll look at all the three sites kind of scoring, or not scoring, but salaries as we go along. So let's get into it. Let's start at the point guard position. And I think that, you know, there is some value to be had at this spot, but in cash games, we might have more of a fair and balanced build across our lineups. I mean, the big injuries that we're kind of waiting on here potentially today is that Mike Conley, somewhat questionable. If he wouldn't play, Chalmers would be a guy who gets a bump. And then we've got Carmelo Anthony, who missed that last game. And, of course, we've seen Russell Westbrook and certainly Paul George put up monster numbers in his absence. So there's not a ton of injury stuff that we feel is going to pop up here. But, again, it's NBA. Anything can happen. But as of about 10:45, this is what we got. So fair and balanced side of things. I think a guy like Dennis Schroeder today against Sacramento is interesting. He's 7K over on FanDuel. I believe I'm bringing this up right now. I think he's like 68 on DraftKings and 12-3 on Fantasy Draft. And here's the thing with this kid is, you know, last two games have been down 23 fantasy points, 21 fantasy points. But he's also had literally like his worst two shooting games of the entire season. 5-for-18, 2-for-16. He's going to do better than that. And he's probably going to be doing better than the 5 assists we've seen in both of those games as well. So, you know, we've got a projection for him at, let's see, 37 on FanDuel, 38 on DraftKings, 37 on Fantasy Draft. That's, that admittedly, I feel is a little bit aggressive, but even if you view that, even if you scale that back to like 35, feel like he's in a fine spot here. He's been on the road, the last three games? So, you know, back at home. Sacramento, we don't want to go crazy rostering guys against this team because they do play slow, but I'm not worried about it. I feel like that's baked in the salary at under 7K on DraftKings and at 7K on FanDuel. So, I think he is a guy that I'm looking at. And then on the other side of that game as well, I think George Hill could play a role as a value option for you, especially if you want to get off of chalk value, because I don't think he's going to be that. He's 3,800 on FanDuel, 3,900 on DraftKings, and 8,100 on Fantasy Draft. And this is a guy who's going to be playing in the mid-20s of minutes. Finally, last game, you know, got the scoring up to 16 points, gave you 26 fantasy points. And if we got that at this, mid 3K price tag or below 4K on DraftKings, you know, we'll take that all day long. I think it can happen here against Atlanta as well. I mean, they come in at 19th in the DVP. Now, obviously, we've got De'Aaron Fox behind him. But, like, for example, we've got Fox at 27 and Hill at 19. I don't think that's right. I think it should be more like Fox at about 25 and Hill maybe at like 21 or 22. I feel like he can get there again in this matchup, and he's just so cheap. So he's going to be interesting to me as a starter. I mean, you can go to DeLon Wright at 3.4. We saw him get some run yesterday, but you know, for 400 more, I'm going to take a starter who I feel has talent, just hasn't really come out so far this season. So I'm on the George Hill train as value. I'm not sure he's cash game playable. I think staying in this middle tier is smart. You've got Jeff Teague against the Spurs. Number one DVP ranking holds San Antonio, so that is a little bit concerning. But again, we've got Teague sitting there at 6,500. And on DraftKings 61, Fantasy Draft 11-8, probably not playing him over there. But I feel like he's a steady, like 30 fantasy point guy for us tonight. I think he can get there once again in this matchup. So at that price tag, that works. And then I love Kemba Walker today against Cleveland. One thing we know is Kemba can score the basketball, and I don't think Nick Batum returning really affects him whatsoever, especially this first game. And Cleveland's just been beyond dreadful against everybody defensively so far this season, and I don't really see that changing here. So Kemba, he's got 40 fantasy point upside. We got him projected right around 40 for tonight. If he hits that number at 74 on DraftKings, 78 on FanDuel, he's a guy I like a good bit. All right, let's keep looking here. Kyle Lowry played yesterday, but now back end of a back-to-back, some travel here. They're down in New Orleans. Not my favorite situation, especially when you look at it's the third and four nights here for the Toronto Raptors. So could have some tired legs. They were at Boston, at Houston, now at New Orleans. So it's a little bit tougher situation here. I haven't looked at what the line is, but I'm guessing that might be baked in it. So keep your eye out on that. But he's played well the last few games, especially for a salary of 7,300 on FanDuel and 7,300 on DraftKings, 14-2 on Fantasy Draft. I don't think he's unplayable. I think I'd reserve him for GPPs. I don't think I can pull the trigger on him in cash games at the moment. If you can find the value, Russell Westbrook here today against Chicago should be just fine here. You know, obviously the shot attempts are way down since they've, you know, reorganized their team or, you know, went out and got Paul George, who's actually shot the ball more than Russell Westbrook recently. But Russ can still put together big games, certainly when he has to. 10-3, it's not a crazy salary. I mean, he still has triple-doubles in him so far this season. I don't see why Chicago can't be a spot where that happens. So if you can make him work, that's fine. Damian Lillard, probably on DraftKings, you can play him here against Orlando. On FanDuel at 95, there's another guy in this price range I like a little bit more. But we got him at 22% ownership on FanDuel at 9,500, so maybe he is going to be somewhat popular. I don't see that. I actually like John Wall today against Miami. And I know Miami, pretty good defensive team, road game. But I was looking at Wall's stats last year in this matchup. And this is what we got. First game, 37 minutes, scored 34 real-life points, 12 of 23 from the field, gave you a 47 spot. Second game, scored 30 real-life points, 12 for 26, 48 FanDuel points. And then the third game was more across the board, 16, 6, 8, 2, and 2 for about 35 fantasy points. So, but only attempted 18 shots that day and made 5 of them. But I kind of like John Wall here in this matchup, especially as a GPP option. If his ownership's going to be that much less than Damian Lillard, I am fine with that today. Again, shots have been down for him the last two games against Sacramento and Atlanta, 9 and 8, and he still scored 36 and 33 fantasy points. When he doubles those, which he will, he's going to be back up into the 50s like he was against the Lakers and Dallas and even Cleveland before then. So I think those are kind of outliers, and the price is down. I mean, he's a 10K guy for me. He's 9,500 on FanDuel, 87 on DraftKings, and 16.9 on Fantasy Draft. So John Wall, one of my favorite options for us today. I told you I loved Patty Mills yesterday. I always love Patty Mills, and dude won me some cash last night. Way to go, Mr. Mills. Can we go back to the well here against Minnesota? Probably. I mean, they're 28th, I believe, against DVP against the point guard position. He's still 4,500. Probably not going to love the people who chased last night's game and drive his ownership up. And to be fair, 7 of 13 shooting is probably a little bit better than you come to expect, especially 4 from 9 from three-point range. So wouldn't expect another 40 burger, but, could he give us 22 to 25 to 27? Sure, and that'll work for that price tag. So I definitely would keep him in my player pool for GPPs today. Let's see. We've got, I'm not playing Lonzo Ball against Philly. I mean, I suppose you could, but you can never play Lonzo in cash. Just play him in GPPs because he's either going to do triple-double for you, go crazy, or just be terrible. But he's not for me. Way too expensive on FanDuel at 7,300. Alfred Payton at 68 is a little bit more interesting to me. I hope they kind of basically let him play over 30 minutes, and I think they're going to. Augustine is still going to be out here today. He hasn't looked good those last two games, to be fair, against Golden State and Phoenix, and those are, pretty up-tempo, should be able to score the basketball type games. But here against Damian Lillard defense, I think he's an interesting GPP option at like 1% ownership. So not in cash for me, but tournaments, don't mind him. Okay, moving on to shortstop, shooting guard. And Iman Shumpert, was the flavor of the month just two nights ago and scored you 4 fantasy points. Didn't play the 30-some-odd minutes we saw before then. It was Kyle Korver who kind of got hot and played the minutes there. At 3,600 on DraftKings and 32 on FanDuel, even 7K on Fantasy Draft, he's certainly a guy that I think is somebody to look at and can provide you the ability to get, Giannis and LeBron or Anthony Davis or those guys. So if you're stars and scrubbing it, he's fine. I'll give you a free peek behind the paywall today. Jordan Clarkson was one of Andy Mean's core plays on FanDuel today, which I was a little bit interested in that because I don't know if I totally agree with it. I mean, yes, last game versus Phoenix, the guy was incredible. 11 for 19 shooting the basketball, 25 real-life points, 36 fantasy points. He is 4,200 on FanDuel, 48 on DraftKings, and 95 on Fantasy Draft. But this team is so deep that I feel like he could immediately go back down to those 20-minute games that we saw versus Milwaukee and Washington, where he scored 10 fantasy points, 16 fantasy points. So I think he's a little risky for cash games for me. I think he's fine to put in your player pool in GPPs. This game versus Phoenix should be up-tempo, should be entertaining. It's just a matter of whether or not he gets hot and they leave him in there, and that's what happened in Phoenix. Could happen here against Philadelphia. I don't think he is a lock and load kind of core play for me, but that's nice value on him for sure. You could even make the argument Kent Bazemore is locked into way more secure minutes. The matchup not nearly as good, but at least this guy's floor is like 17-23 with ceilings of 45, 45, and 43 in 3 of the last 5 games. He's going to play mid-20s into the 30s minutes, and he's done a lot with them. 5,400 on DraftKings, 57 on FanDuel, 10K on Fantasy Draft. I don't think I'm probably paying 10K for Kent Bazemore, but if you believe in the hot streak, we'll see if that continues for him. Tyreek Evans, I think, should be a target for us. And if Mike Conley wouldn't play, then definitely would be a target for us. I mean, he's been over 30 fantasy points in 7 of the last 8 games, taking a lot of shots. He's always been an active guy in the rebounding assist departments, which we love. Now, the price has come up on him. You know, he's at 6,800. This is the most expensive he has been on FanDuel and on DraftKings. Fantasy draft at 11.5, his actually price went down. He was at 12K over there for a while. Now he's back at 11.5, so that might be your best spot to play him. But at the shooting guard position where there is, you know, I think some question marks, I think he's in play for us today. I also think that CJ McCollum at 6,900 is going to be tough for me not to play in cash. I think that's way too cheap. I feel like he's an 8K player. He's going against the 18th DVP position or defense at that position. And the dude's going to he's going to chuck the ball 18 to 20 times here tonight. And yeah, I like him a good bit against this Orlando team. We got him at 15% on FanDuel. 7K on DraftKings is just fine, too. And even on Fantasy Draft, 13-4, I think is playable. But I like CJ McCollum a good bit. Chris Dunn is probably going to draw the start today for Chicago. Justin Holiday had a baby, so he's going to miss the game. Feels like FanDuel knew that information because they have him at 6,100 already, where DraftKings has him at 49. And I think DraftKings, he is going to be probably one of the top value options on the board today. The thing about Chris Dunn is not a great shooter, but another guy who, even going back to his days at, I think it was Providence, would just fill up the stat sheet, especially that steals department. And dude has done it. 2-3-4-3. Over the last 4 games, and if he gets over 30 minutes today, we've got him projected for 29 on DraftKings and 30 on FanDuel. I think that's definitely doable here, so keep your eye on him. They're also saying that Denzel Valentine might actually draw the start at the 3 today, so we might have a few more minutes for him with the Chicago Bulls as well. Not my favorite guy on the board, but somebody you can maybe throw into the mix. I think KCP against Philadelphia, I almost like him more than I think Clarkson, just because I feel like the minutes are locked and loaded. 33 every single game over the last 2 weeks in the month of November. And I just feel like the floor is so much higher for him at just 700 more. I'd rather play him than Clarkson, especially on FanDuel. DraftKings, he's a bit more expensive. They've juiced him up. He was sitting at 4,500. He's up to 51 now. In Fantasy Draft, I don't know if I want to go 11-4 on him over there. But FanDuel, I think he's might be my preferred play. Now, a guy who's came out of nowhere this year and is really been impressive is Donovan Mitchell here. He's only 10-9 on Fantasy Draft, 61-62 on FanDuel and DraftKings. I mean, this guy's playing mid-30s minutes, but look at these shot attempts. 10 for 19, 10 for 18, 5 for 14, 3 for 21. The dude loves to chuck the rock. And he's not terrible in the other positions or other categories at 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Got some steals, got a block mixed in there. So he's pretty well-rounded player. Just, is it too much? Is the price finally caught up with him? And I feel like it might have finally done so. Here on the road against the Knicks, Madison Square Garden, you know, great spot. I mean, those last 4 games all came at home. How is he going to perform here, you know, in a road situation? And man, look at this. Utah, is this accurate? I mean, I'm looking at our game logs here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of their last 9 games came at home for Utah. Wow, that's kind of crazy this early in the season. But yeah, so he's interesting. I don't know if I can quite go there, but interesting nonetheless. Again, we got lots of guys here to talk about. Yeah, don't play Batum. He's not going to play full amount of minutes here today. You know, Beal's fine at 7-5. Not a lot of meat on that bone, but a guy who definitely has huge upside. I actually think Dwayne Wade today as well against Charlotte is another guy that I'm willing to play. And I don't like playing old guys. So if I'm talking up a guy, there's got to be something to it. the fact is, I mean, how many of these guys at 4,800 can get us into the 30s? Well, he can. He just did that last game versus the Knicks, and we saw it against Atlanta a couple weeks ago. Got you 49. Has a 26 mixed in there, which, of course, is fine at 4,800. So it's just, is he going to play a dog game like he did against Dallas and Houston where he gives you 10 and 14 fantasy points? Feel like, you know, they won. He took 15 shots. I think we're going to see more Dwayne Wade. So I feel like he's too cheap right now at that price tag. I think that's it. I mean, DeRozan, fine again against New Orleans. Again, third and four nights on the road does scare me a little bit. But if you're looking to stack that up and really want to get some solid production from that position, he can certainly provide it. I think I like CJ McCollum on the savings between those two, but you know, he's not out of play by any measure. All right, let's keep it going. Lots of players to talk about here today. And we'll go to small forward where it's weird. Small forward's a spot where you're going to have tremendous value in a couple of guys, and you're also going to have like the top pay-up guys at this position. So should be interesting to see how this works out, because OG Anunoby, that's what we're going to call him, OG, gets the start, played all right yesterday. CJ Miles came off the bench and scored a bunch of points yesterday. I'd probably play OG over Miles. Miles, again, so reliant on that shot. You know, obviously, if it's falling, he's going to have a chance to get 30 fantasy points, but that hasn't happened too often this season. But we've got him projected at 16. That's probably fair, but obviously, I think he could finish in that 19-20 range. But 6 of 9 from that 3-point range. But Anunoby, OG, yesterday played 29 minutes, 6 of 8 from the field. You know, two boards, assist, steal. Probably could have done a little bit more in those categories. And looking at his logs, I think he can. So I think he's probably the preferred target. 35% projected ownership on FanDuel, 25 on DraftKings. And it's going to be mega popular. I mean, 6K on Fantasy Draft, play him on Fantasy Draft. Play him in our free roll over on Fantasy Draft today if you're smart. But there's a lot of guys to play. I mean, LeBron's great. I'm not going to spend time talking about him and Giannis. They're amazing. But I think like Josh Richardson here against Washington, I'm kind of interested in this game. If I'm going to play some John Wall, I got 35 minutes of Josh Richardson, you know, in the queue here, and he can get over 30 fantasy points. We've got him projected at 25, and that's probably fair because he's got some dog games in there. Probably best to be reserved for tournaments, but at 5% ownership, I'm fine with him here today. And I think Jimmy Butler's too damn cheap. And I think that ownership on him is going to stay low here. He's under 7K on DraftKings, 12.7 on Fantasy Draft, way too cheap. 76 even on FanDuel, I feel, is too cheap. And the last two games, they're, you know, we had the Jimmy Butler we came to expect last season. You know, 12 and 17 shot attempts, 10 and 16 free throws. You know, 4 and 10, 7 and 5 in rebounding and assists, blocks and steals. He filled it up. And I don't think that necessarily is going to go away here against the Spurs on the back end of the back-to-back, especially at home. So I like Jimmy Butler here again today. I mean, he did 47 against Utah. So that's one of the toughest defensive teams we have on the road. So I'm back on the Jimmy Butler wagon today. Is he cash game? I mean, it's just whether or not you want to pay up for LeBron or Giannis. I mean, if I'm paying up in cash between those two, I'm going to save almost $1,000 and take LeBron over Giannis. But we got more guys. I mean, we talked about the two cheapies and Anunoby and Miles and Justin Jackson at 3K against Atlanta. I mean, a true 3K crapper. Can you get me 20 fantasy points as a 3K crapper? He's done it in two of the last four games. 26, 25, 29, 30 minutes for Justin Jackson. 3,400 on DraftKings. He's going to come in at 71 on Fantasy Draft. Again, save yourself 1K and go with Anunoby OG over on Fantasy Draft, but he's interesting at that price point. I still like Kyle Anderson, you know, for the Spurs. Talked him up yesterday on the podcast. And, you know, it's hard to get super excited about him because we got all these other options. But I mean, just to give you some context, this guy was 1 for 4 from the field and gave you 27 fantasy points yesterday. 1 for 4. didn't even shoot much, but made his 5 of 6 free throws, got his 8 rebounds, got his 3 assists, got a steal and 2 blocks. So he still got there at the end of the day, and I think he's going to go somewhat overlooked tonight, so don't mind him. That's pretty much it. Again, I talked about Denzel Valentine. Could be in play today, depending on if he draws the start. 49 on FanDuel, 43 on DraftKings, 96 on Fantasy Draft. Certainly not playing him there, but he could be in store for close to 30 minutes today. So he's a kind of off the radar play. Paul George, I mean, he's 9K. He's been scoring as many points as, you know, LeBron has lately. If Carmelo's out, then that's going to raise his stock up a little bit. I'll take the savings and go with Jimmy Butler versus Paul George, but I'm not saying you're doing it wrong if you want to go there. One other value option, Lance Stephenson against Memphis. You don't love the matchup, but the minutes seem to be there, and he's another guy who doesn't need to necessarily score a whole lot of points to kind of, you know, get to that value threshold. So very low-owned today, GPPs only. Okay, power forward. Anthony Davis, he's good. You might want to play him if you can afford him. He's going against Toronto. I don't see anything or anyone can stop that guy. He's unbelievable. But price per point side of things, probably my favorite play on the cheap is going to be Taj Gibson tonight at 4-8. He's locked in minutes. He's 10 rebounds or more in 5 of 6 games. Has been over 30 fantasy points or more in 4 of 6 games, and he's only 4,800 on FanDuel, 49 on DraftKings, and 97 on Fantasy Draft. I think they haven't moved his salary up enough. He's locked in minutes, and we know that Tibbs likes to kind of keep that core down in terms of who he's deciding to play each day. So give me some Taj Gibson today at that number. Dario Saric as well against the Lakers, up-tempo game. You know, maybe that last game is going to scare some people off, and the price has come up a little bit. He was sitting in the 3Ks. Now he's the mid-4s, but he still played 33 minutes against the Clippers. Just couldn't make a shot. You know, if you would have taken his 2 points and made it the 14 that he had the day before, you're looking at a little bit more respectable day. Not a great day, but more respectable. And the Lakers, you know, don't play tremendous defense here, so I'm fine going back to the well on Dario Saric tonight. Okay, let's see. I'm probably off of favors against the Knicks. I mean, I knew he was going to freaking bone everybody the other night. Like, I knew it. Like, I don't know why I played him. I mean, he wasn't awful. He gave you 26 at 5,400, but wasn't quite what we're looking for. We got him projected at 31 today on FanDuel. Much better spot here against the Knicks. You know, Enes Kanter defense, he should be able to eat him for lunch. So, the price is just a little bit high, maybe for my liking. Ben Simmons, he's a fucking... Did I just say that? He is a stud. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully... that's how excited I am about Ben Simmons. I'm not even going to edit that. I apologize. It was... whatever. That's just my excitement for you. He is awesome. He is freaking awesome. Dude can play... versus the Lakers. I'm blushing, boys and girls. I'm blushing on a podcast. That's how bad I feel. But he is just a monster. And, you know, play him. 9,800 on FanDuel. Feels a little bit pricey, but dude's been getting it. 91 on DraftKings, a little bit more tolerable. And 16-1 on Fantasy Draft might make him a plug and play over there. Okay, keep looking around here. Zebo priced up a little too high for my liking against Atlanta. I don't think I'm going to go there today. Henson against Detroit. I mean, man, Andre Drummond should eat him for lunch, but I think he's in play on DraftKings. He's 47. He's 1,000 cheaper on DK, and he's pretty much got his role locked in at the mid-20s, and we know he's going to rebound. We know he's going to block shots. If he gets you double-digit points, you're looking at a 30 fantasy point day. I don't think I think 57 is too much, but 47 on DraftKings, with flexibility over there, you could probably talk me into him there. Let's see. I just can't believe I did that. I think in like the hundreds of podcasts I've ever done, I don't know how many F-bombs I've ever dropped. That was a first. Let's see if there's anything else that's popping for me here. No, not too much else. I mean, Porzingis against Utah, probably not the spot when you take Gobert out at home, he's going to have probably pretty low ownership, and we know he's a 50 burger But give me Ben Simmons over him tonight if I'm choosing. Oh, I got one more value option for you, too. Jay Crowder today at 4K, 39 on DraftKings. Ask yourself, can this guy get me 30 fantasy points at under 4K? The answer should be yes. He's pretty much done it twice already this season. It's just, you know, against Charlotte, maybe not the best matchup on the board. He's a GPP play, but, again, I think a lot of people are going to flock to the same guys. If we can get him at low ownership, I don't hate him in this slate. All right, let's keep it going here with the center spot. And for me on FanDuel, I think it's Marc Gasol at 7,500. I think we just put him into our lineups and move on today because I love me some Marc Gasol at 7,500. Just too cheap versus Indiana. He should absolutely eat in this matchup. And like Embiid at 9,700 is fine, but you know, $2,200 savings gives me Marc Gasol. I mean, yes, I want that all day. I mean, Embiid could absolutely just destroy Brook Lopez in this team. And he's a really good play today. Don't get me wrong, but I think Embiid is a better play over there on DraftKings. There he is way cheaper at 8,600. Fantasy draft at 15-2, way cheaper. Play him over there. I think on FanDuel, hedge yourself a little bit and go elsewhere. Kevin Love at 7,200 against Charlotte. Last game was kind of out of it a little bit, but I think he is fine here today. 74 on DraftKings and 13-3 on fantasy draft, so he's fine. I'm going to give you a GPP play. Not a lot of people are going to talk about here, but I think Hassan Whiteside, again, looking into this matchup versus Washington, love looking at the historical matchup. Some people don't put a lot of stock in it, but it's something that I do, and it's worked out well for me, is Hassan Whiteside last year, 18-18 for 47 against Washington, 17-16 for 42, 30-12 for 54, and 24-18 for 48 against this Washington team a year ago. So I love the upside he brings. I think you could even talk me into him in cash over there on DraftKings because I think he's 8K over there. On FanDuel, he's a bit more expensive at 8,800. But DraftKings and I think Fantasy Draft at 13.5, love him. With the flexibility we have over there, he's a guy who's going to make my lineups. I mean, Drummond should just eat here. I mean, he's another guy who's just, I mean, he's going to lead the league in rebounding. He's a monster. Last game versus Milwaukee, he went for 24-15. I remember doing the show that day and looking back at his numbers last year versus Milwaukee, and he absolutely ate. So as long as he stays out of foul trouble, the guy is legit. I mean, he had a 14-16 free throw day. Now, he also had an 0-7 free throw day, but, you know, he is their top rebounder, and the price has fallen a little bit. He was up to 10K on FanDuel, down to 9.4 on DraftKings. He is at a season high of 9K in fantasy draft at 16.5, probably a little too pricey for me, but I don't think he's completely out of the equation for us tonight. I think that's it. I think that's what I've got. I appreciate you guys giving me a listen. And please check out our free roll over on Fantasy Draft. I'm going to place the link in the comments section on the Roto Grinders page. So if you listen on Spreaker or on iTunes or on Stitcher or anywhere else, you're probably not going to see it. You got to go to the Roto Grinders page /podcast, find the fix, click it, and you'll see the link that'll send you to the free roll. Playing for a Carolina Million ticket and some extra satellite tickets as well to try and make that live final out there in North Carolina. Thanks so much for being a part of what we do here at Roto Grinders. And I'll talk to you again, I believe, tomorrow. And catch me on SiriusXM, Fantasy Sports Radio, each and every day, pretty much. Till then, have a great Wednesday night, and we will see you.